Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, the Chinese delegation would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the CDE and thank you for presenting the considerations relating to the organizational work during the presidency, including program work and thematic discussions. We'll support fully your work. We hope that under your guidance and on the basis of the work of previous presidents, extensive consultations among various parties can continue so as to facilitate the formulation of a program of work and to advance substantive work on core agenda items. Mr. President, as the CDE enters the ninth week of this year's meeting, the first part of the CDE is drawing to an end. Although, as you said, various parties have the motivation to formulate a program of work, the window for the best opportunity for reaching a program of work is closing. Realistically, we are faced with two possible options. One option is that on the basis of the 2022 decision on the program of work, plus necessary minimal changes which are acceptable for all sides, relevant decisions be adopted to establish five subsidiary bodies with coordinators and timetable so as to start the work of its subsidiary bodies at the beginning of the second part of the CDE. Another option is that, as due to differences in the formulation of expressions concerning issues such as applicable documents, previous work and continuity, various parties cannot reach consensus on the decision on the program on the work of the CDE for this year. Only general discussions could be held in the form of thematic plenary meetings based on the concerns for the agenda items as expressed by the presidents. Although this may facilitate exchange of views among various parties, but it may make it difficult to ensure the in-depth and sustained work of the CDE and to realize the original intention of some member states to promote substantive work on relevant agenda items. As far as China is concerned, we prefer the first option. At the outset of this year's session, China pointed out that the 2022 decision reflects a delicate balance and that the legitimate concerns and red lines of each and every member state must not be ignored. Last year's discussions and this year's attempts by the Indian and Indonesian presidency have amply shown that once this balance is upset, it's very difficult to reach consensus. Therefore, we encourage all parties to seriously consider giving the 2022 formula another try. This will not entirely satisfy all parties, but it will facilitate substantive work of subsidiary bodies. Mr. President, until all parties reach a consensus on the program of work, we hope that the Iranian presidency will further enhance coordination with the incoming presidents for this year in order to organize the follow-up discussions of the CDE in a comprehensive and a balanced manner and to make them better planned so as to facilitate more in-depth discussions among all parties. Thank you, Mr. President.